Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, March 19th, 2017. Where did the quarter of a year go? Okay, so tonight's topic is better than a trip to Bali. So what we're going to do today is talk about common everyday life stresses and natural ways to cope with them. And we have as our guest today, Lillian Daniels, the founder of the Bali Bee. Are you there, Lillian?
I am. Hello.
Hi. All right. Well, it's great to have you. We're so happy to have your perspective. Now, just in the interest of disclosure, of course, let the audience know that you are my daughter. Is that right?
This indeed is true.
Okay. All right. So tell us about Bali. How relaxing is Bali?
Oh, my gosh. So what's awesome or kind of interesting that I found when I went to visit Bali in 2015 is there's these pictures and this perspective about your trip to Bali and your experience. Everyone may have heard of Eat, Pray, and Love, and Bali was the destination for the spiritual aspect, so the pray aspect. And so I was expecting that. And so when I went there and I stayed in a very, not expensive, place, but it was really close to the individuals that lived in Bali. I absolutely enjoyed it. I was able to get fresh fruits and vegetables. I was able to, take scenic walks and really de-stress and stay relaxed. So that was what I really appreciated. And, of course, the scenery was really exciting. I enjoyed the rice fields, and there's a lot of yoga in the area that I stayed at. And so that's just, a kind of a big picture overview. And then on top of that, Bali is very spiritual. The people there are very spiritual in respect of just everyone treats everyone very well. They're very positive, and you feel very, very comfortable and calm. Kind of like that calm that we seek when we have a busy day.
Okay. But now it costs money to fly to Bali. I just checked the rates, and it's $970 round trip to fly to Bali, and then, I guess if you want to go to the airport in New York round trip, that might be around $80. And then you've got the TSA ordeal. So it can be pretty stressful getting there and getting back. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's a very long trip. It's definitely a calculated investment. And, of course, the experience is very, very calming. But, you're like, man, can I get that experience? Can I get that feeling without having to make that sacrifice? Maybe once a year, we deserve to be calm throughout the year or be able to be our best selves throughout the year.
Okay. And so so we're going to talk today about naturally coping with some stresses, just modern everyday life. And one stress life will have is simply commuting back and forth to work.
Absolutely. I know 2 years ago, I had a commute of, I think the total is 4 hours. So I would wake up around 6, and I would commute 2 hours to work and 2 hours from work. And that was routine. And what I think that what's unique about that stressor is it's a stressor that you can kind of overlook or get used to. And you don't even know, or you get used to the stress that you're putting your body under. And so that mm-hmm. was really, because it was 2 hours, I felt it every day. I was like, oh, man, this is painful every day. But it can be easy to kind of be like, okay, this is something I need to put up with. And so that was definitely, definitely stressful. It takes away from your day. It wakes you up 2 hours or hours before you need to start being productive. So you're exerting energy that maybe needs to be invested in a big project or maybe needs to be invested in spending time with your loved ones before or after work. And you're, putting that energy into a commute. So I found that very, very stressful.
So what's the remedy for that?
The remedy for that is really to find options. Like working from home, that became an option later mm-hmm. in the year and I was very grateful for that. So I had the opportunity to work from home at least 2 days a week, and that really allowed me to catch up on my rest, be more productive, and reduce stress. So cut down work from home, and then if that's not an option, try to find, if you can, a position that allows you not as long of a commute. So I would think my dream position would be something that I can walk to or that I can bike to. So you're kind of getting double the benefit of, you're helping to get the blood pumping, and it's not too long of a distance.
So really the natural solution there might be just to get a shorter commute, get some work from home days.
Yes. And if you can, if those are not immediate solutions, one thing I found was cutting down my wardrobe options, but enhancing the quality of those options. And so that would mean if I go in my closet and I pick anything, whatever I pick, I'm going to feel good and I'm going to look good in it. And so that's one thing that the Bali bead does, as well as, say, like a blazer. That's something that you can throw on and you don't have to spend a whole bunch of time getting dressed in the morning or preparing and making sure that everything is perfect, because the Bali bead specifically allows you to really feel very, very put together. And some people, they're like, you know what, Lillian, I don't even have to do my hair, or I can wear a very minimalistic hairstyle, and I don't have to put on a full face of makeup, and that takes up so much time, and they can, like, eliminate that by just updating their wardrobe or adding in a Bali bead. So that's something that's really
important. Okay, so what you're saying is they can cut down that morning preparation time.
Absolutely.
So another thing that is pretty stressful for people is, like, not being able to work out.
Yes. And that can be very challenging. So with not working out, I found that, you know, sometimes we try to get a boost of energy in the middle of the day, and that might come in the form of drinking coffee or having an energy drink that, you know, may have stuff in it that we might not want to consume, but we might have to because we're like, hey, I have to be awake. So what working out does is it really gives you that boost of energy, and I recommend, and I do it myself, trying to put in that working out in the middle of the day. And so by not working out, you're missing out on the endorphins, which are, like, naturally going to give you optimistic perspective, you know, allow you to continue to finish the day effectively, and really allow you, what's really important is to think clearly and effectively through whatever you have to tackle. And so, you know, you don't get that boost, and on top of that, it's just you might compensate by taking something else that's harmful to your body. And so when you work out in the middle of the day, you know, one thing people are worried about is, oh my gosh, how am I going to look? How am I going to feel when I go to a meeting? Like, some people really, and I was the same way. I was like, you know what, I cannot work out today because I just got my hair done. Or I can't work out today, you know, because I have a meeting and I don't have enough time. And so, you know, finding ways to, you know, one, get a workout that doesn't take up that much time, so you might do high intensity, but also making sure that, okay, what am I going to wear again that's going to make me feel good, look good, and be able to perform effectively? And so that I found was really, really helpful. So you can really feel good at 3 p.m. and 9 a.m. when you're starting off the day.
Now, one question I have, I mean, I think we should be really clear about, is why work out at all? And what's the fundamental flaw, I think, in our modern-day lifestyle that even makes working out necessary?
I think the biggest flaw is just sitting down. You know, just sitting down is really built into the majority of our year, our month, and our day. And so, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, I'm going to, you know, take some steps. But, you know, if you can make your day more active, like, you know, find a place where you have to walk to work, or you can walk to work, you know, safely and with a reasonable distance. And so you know, the purpose of working out is to really kind of, you know, you get the benefits of things like muscle memory, and it makes it easier to be stronger longer. Because, you know, right now I'm realizing, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, do sprints to make sure that I still have that heart strength, and lift weights to make sure that I still have, like, strong muscles, or, you know, muscle at all, because it's like they will deteriorate if you're not doing the same level of activity. And so it's really, like, just so you can carry your own body as you get older, and it makes it easier. So if you're working out now instead of, you know, waiting for a tragedy to occur, it just makes it so much easier, and you'll feel great as well.
Okay, now that reminds me of what happened in medical school. So I went from being an undergraduate where basically you had classes maybe 2 to 4 hours a day, and the rest of the day you spent either walking to the library or studying or whatever, but it's kind of broken up, to medical school where they literally had to sit for 8 hours solid. And my legs got so weak, I couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs, and that's when I started working out. I mean, before that, I thought, working out, that is so silly. But modern-day jobs are actually like people being chained to a chair.
Wow. Yeah, it's really interesting how our body can just literally become weak from inactivity, and we take it for granted.
Yeah, we actually think that the inactivity is normal, and we wonder what's wrong with our bodies.
Yep.
So what about being tired? I mean, that's another stressor. It's just I guess, being tired, not really having enough energy to do what you want to do.
Oh, man. I know sometimes it's just like you can't help it. I know frequently, well, not too frequently, but more recently, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to take a nap, and that nap will be transform into, you know, bedtime. Like, oh, that's bedtime. And it has to do with kind of organizing your day and, you know, prioritizing, okay, what do I need to knock out, and where can I cut back on time? So where am I spending time that I could be spending resting or getting more sleep? You know, where am I spending that time that I can, you know, get rid of that activity? Like, where are the unnecessary activities? And, you know, just being tired, being exhausted, it really takes away from how you perform, how you show up, whether it's for work, whether it's for family and loved ones. And so for that reason, it's really helpful to, you know, make sure you make the time for resting.
And one way to make that time is just to cut down that morning prep time and sleep in a few more minutes.
Absolutely. You know, cut down that morning prep time. And for that, of course, I use the Bali bead. Like, it takes me 10 minutes to get ready in the morning, instead of like an hour. And also, you know, you'll get another boost in the middle of the day when you're able to work out. And then the Bali bead allows you to go back to work without having to completely redo, you know, another complicated beauty routine, but you can still feel beautiful.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Now, what about lack of confidence? I know for a lot of, especially younger people, or I guess maybe people of all ages, you know, lack of confidence is a real stressor, especially now with, you know, insecurity of jobs and just insecurity of just things changing so fast.
Absolutely. And one thing, one of kind of the mantras or the, you know, the pillars of the Bali bead, and that I really share just with any and everybody, is, you know, you are the value. Each one of us has unique experiences, unique insight, and, you know, every single thing that makes us up you can't find another person on the earth that can do that. And so the easier it is, or the quicker you're able to tap into that, you know, the better. It's like, you are the value, you are valuable. And I think that's one thing that's really important in building your confidence, is knowing that you are one of a kind. And, you know, to get even closer to that confidence, it's kind of eliminating things like being tired or not feeling good about yourself, and being kind to yourself. And as you strip away all of these things that get in the way of you're sharing yourself with the world, it just makes it easier to gain an authentic and long-term confidence in yourself.
Now, one thing I noticed in my own life was, with the whole K-12 education, where some person outside of you is assigning these values, A, B, C, D, F, it tends to destroy your confidence because you're constantly being judged. It creates this self-consciousness where you're constantly aware of yourself, where you're constantly almost criticizing yourself before someone else does. Rather than focusing on just doing your best, people start with the presumption that, oh, whatever they're doing isn't any good and has to be judged by an outside authority somewhere.
Definitely. And like you spoke of, in terms of some people may be experiencing, there's people who are losing their jobs or unsure of their job position, or where they have to consider the opinion of someone else very much so, and it can be challenging to move away from that into a space where you're only relying on yourself as the keeper of, okay, am I good enough or am I not? And so I definitely understand that, it's helpful. And it might be painful in the beginning, but it's definitely very beneficial and freeing when you kind of become the person that calls the shots and, okay, am I good enough or am I not? And part of transitioning into that is I guess some people it's helpful to have somewhat of a shield, right? So, a shield might be, wearing what everyone else wears, or it might be, some people may put on makeup. I used to put on makeup. I still do. But just like feeling good, at least feeling comfortable while you're figuring out, okay, what do I value? What makes me happy? And so if you have some things that really give you comfort, I would definitely call upon those as you're transitioning into a space where you're able to really build your confidence and, your belief in yourself.
Now, another area of stress for many people is meal prep, and there's a whole lot of stresses around this. Can you talk about a few of them?
Absolutely. So I strongly believe that food is love. And food is, something everyone's familiar with, the way food is an opportunity for you to sit with the people you care about and, share a great meal, a traditional meal. And I think there's other aspects where you are literally able to help feed and provide longevity to those that you care most about. And I think that is a huge expression of love. You're like, here, I'm going to give you a healthy meal so you can be around longer. and I think that is, just meal prep is part of that. So meal prep allows you to help keep yourself healthy. And so whether you're trying to lose weight or whether you're trying to ensure that you're eating more foods and cooking from scratch with less preservatives, meal prep is very, very helpful for that. But it can be stressful because it's time-consuming, or it can be stressful because you may not be adapting tricks that will cut down on time.
And so what's the answer to this? What are some answers to this?
So some of the answers, again, are making more time in your day. And a lot of people, a lot of studies have shown, the morning time and just when you start off your day is kind of the most valuable time, where you're most aware, where you're able to do the most. And so definitely refer back to making sure that you're cutting down on that morning prep time so that you're able to spend more time to make sure that, okay, my meals are in line.
All right, well, we've got a commercial coming up, so we'll pick this up at the end of the commercial.
Okay.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And today we're talking about non-toxic ways to relieve stress and to feel and look beautiful. And my guest today is Lillian Daniels, founder of the Bali Bee, and actually she has a special report on this at her website, which is www.thebalibead.com/self-care. So there's no spaces there, it's all together. www.thebalibead.com/self-care. So we're going to continue talking about natural ways to lessen stress and look feel better. So we're talking about meal prep. That is a huge, I think, issue for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to make sure I let the listeners know I updated the link for everyone, and now it's called No Stress. I just want to make sure I shared that because I don't want to leave anybody disappointed. But it, yeah.
So that means it would be www.thebalibead.com/no-stress?
Yes.
All right. Okay, great. All right, so let's talk some more about meal prep. And this is like a huge area of concern. I know a lot of people tell me, you know, Dr. Dance, I would eat healthy if I knew how.
Definitely. My first thing is, if it doesn't work, stop doing it. And that's because there are so many ways that people, so many different meal prep options out there. And for me, I need to figure out, okay, what are the primary things that I need? And I needed energy, I needed food that tasted good, and I didn't want to be bored. So, oh, and time. I need to save time. So to save time, one of my favorite go-to dishes are just black beans and rice. And so it's just making a huge pot. Yeah, it's making a huge pot of black bean soup. And, you know, you put in carrots, celery, as well as spices that are really, really healthy for you. And it stays for, you know, it lasts a long time in the fridge. And also then you can freeze it. And so when you freeze it, you can just break off a piece in the middle of, you know, in the middle of the week to make it easy for you to just continue on with your day.
Okay, reheat it? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, what are some other tricks? I know for me, using a crock pot, that way things could cook overnight while I'm sleeping, or using a pressure cooker, that way it would only take, you know, a few minutes instead of hours.
Definitely. So in terms of soups specifically, my biggest trick is freezing the soup flat. So say you're making your favorite soup and at the beginning of the week, and so you made a lot, and it lasts 4 days, and you're like, oh, man, I have a lot left over, and I need to freeze it. So in order to avoid wasting it, you just use a plastic bag that will close and that can go in the freezer safely. You put the soup in it, and you lay it flat so that it can freeze flat, and that you can just easily break off a piece that can be reheated at a later time. So that's one of my favorite tricks. Another one is boiling vegetables. And so say you, and this happens a lot, where you, you know, you get busy and you're like, oh man, I forgot to go grocery shopping to prepare everything for the meal, for your meal for the day. And so in that case, you might have to do something like pick up something impromptu in the middle of the week. And so what I found was a great option, great solution for that to help you stick to whatever your meal prep or, you know, diet goal is to boil vegetables. Some of my favorite are beets, carrots, and sometimes sweet potatoes, depending, and green beans or string beans, depending on where you are. People might call them differently. But the reason I like boiling is, as opposed to chips, it's not dehydrating you. So, you know, say you're not able to get in, you know, your daily requirement of water, you're still getting in, you're at least putting food in your body that will digest better than if you were to have something that's drying. Also, frequently you can get vegetables, say, at the local market or if there's a local farmer. So you don't have to, you know, break your budget by buying a huge meal.
Okay, all right, we're going to be breaking for a commercial. We'll be back in a bit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And it is Sunday, March 19th, 2017, and our special guest is Lillian Daniels, and we're talking about naturally relieving stress and looking great. And we're talking about meal prep and shortcuts and quick ways to get things done.
Definitely.
Now, one big thing people find stressful about meal prep is just knowing what's healthy. You know, how do you know?
Right. For me, I really try to go to, you know, if I had a friend that had a farm, I would go there. But the closest thing to that I found is a farmer's market or a co-op or a CFA. And that's where I really get all my food from. The second line of defense is understanding what is in your food. So instead of, you know, even setting up that hurdle in the first place, I try to cook all my food, my meals from scratch. And if I consume anything outside, I really, you know, just reduce the number of, try to have a limited number of ingredients on whatever you're eating and be able to identify everything you know, that you're putting on your body.
So what you're saying then is if you can look at something and you don't really know what it is, or you can't identify it, then probably you shouldn't eat it.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what about bottled stuff or canned stuff?
I would really try to cook it from scratch. For example, I don't use canned beans. I will, you know, soak them overnight. And, you know, to cut down on time, you know, it's really hard to compete with the fact that, you know, all I got to do is open a can. You know, you compare that to having to soak them overnight and then cook them in the morning. But I will say they taste much, much better. And in order to cut down on time, you can make a huge batch. And if you need to, you can freeze them. And it's really convenient where you can just really just pull out beans that have been frozen, and they'll still have the same flavor. And so that's very, very helpful.
So when okay. It comes to, like, so,
processed, yeah.
Do you notice feeling any better or worse when you eat food that's in bottles?
Well, right off the bat, I can notice the lower level of flavor. It's not as flavorful. I don't feel as excited to, you know, finish the meal. And I think that, you know, eating healthy doesn't have to be a punishment. And so by avoiding canned foods, by avoiding processed foods, it really makes it easier for you to enjoy and stick to your meal prep plan, because the food will taste better.
Okay, so that really reduces the stress right there. Just having, you know, knowing that by preparing your own meals and taking the time, that it's going to taste better. So it'll be easier to eat healthy. And then, of course, there's the other piece, which is cooking in batches and freezing it, or using devices like crock pots and slow cookers.
Absolutely. And the easier it is to adapt a new habit when you're trying to replace an old one, you know, the higher the probability that you will actually finish it. And so instead of having to switch from, oh, so I'm going to not eat fried chicken and then I'm going to eat only salad, you know, you might transition to something else. It's not fried chicken, but it's something that tastes good. And so when it tastes good, when it's easy to do, that's just really making it easier for you to, you know, transition into something new. And it's not, you don't have to look at it as a punishment. And I love when I don't have to look at stuff as a punishment. It's actually fun and enjoyable.
Now, sometimes, you know, you can get hurdles or issues or problems that get in the way and can stress you out, things like injuries. Can you talk about that? Like, I know you had a problem with that.
Definitely. So in 2010, I tore my ACL. And this was right before I was going to move to a large metropolitan city where, you know, I was worried that I'm going to be moving pretty slow. I hope no one is, like, you know, pushes me out of the way. And, you know, on top of that, I was, you know, getting into a traditional job where I would be sitting most of the day. And so I was worried about that, about moving slow, about, you know, not being able to stay in shape, but also the challenges of the cost of surgery and the fact that there was nothing else that was presented to me really, really put me in a space of panic and fear, on top of, you know, moving to another city. And so it can be extremely, extremely stressful, you know, the financial aspect, as well as your body has never encountered something so, you know, such a challenge before. And, you know, it's kind of like you'll start thinking life as I know it is not going to be the same. And so, that was the beginning of my experience with the torn ACL.
And so how did you reduce your stress and eat healthy through that?
Definitely. So during recovery, I didn't get surgery, and instead I would eat healthy. I was really just having simple go-to meals that, you know, I could cook in a hurry and that would taste good. So I'd make things like kale and potatoes. I would make baked sweet potatoes. If I needed protein, sometimes I'd have a little bit of meat, but that was very rare. And so I just really made it easy, and I did participate in meal prep in that I would cook things in batches, so I didn't have to cook
and, you know, get up on my broken knee, you know, every single day to cook, but instead I had something already prepared on most days. In addition to that, I really simplified my wardrobe. And so, you know, I really wanted to make sure when I was going to work, I felt good, or I felt like, I felt presentable, because I already have, like, oh my gosh, I have this brace on, I probably look weird. And so part of that was really making sure that I had go-to pieces. So go-to pieces like the volley bead, like having, you know, a specific jacket that you feel and look great in, and that no matter whether it's a good day or a bad day, say, you know, sometimes people feel bloated, you know, just have a piece that no matter what, it can literally boost your confidence. And you're like, hey, I love this. I feel great. I look great. And so that really helped me to get through the first phase of recovery, you know, having go-to pieces, as well as making simple but very tasty food.
Okay, so having a major injury, while it can be stressful, doesn't need to throw you off your plan of looking good and otherwise feeling good and healing.
Absolutely not. Right. And so I think the biggest thing for me was being patient with myself, because when you have a major injury and the only option given to you is surgery, it's really tempting to just either go with a surgery or go into a panic, and really to ignore that our bodies were meant to heal ourselves, heal itself. And so, you know, for the first 2 weeks, it was challenging to have faith in that, believe that my knee was, you know, going to recover, because it was literally like jello. Like, the top part was not in tune with the bottom part of my knee at all. And so, definitely, yeah.
All right. And what about relationships? Now, relationships can be a source of stress, or they can be a source of support, or, you know, what's a natural approach to that?
The natural approach to relationship is really, like what I found is, you know, you really want to make sure that with the relationships, whether it's with a significant other, a sister, mother, friends, but the biggest thing is making sure that those relationships are getting the best of you, you know? So sometimes we will go to work, we will do things for everyone else, and then we'll come home, you know, to the people we care about, and we won't be able to, you know, give them positivity and be, you know, the good friend, the good, you know, the good significant other. And that's a sacrifice that I don't think that we should really, I think we should try to really preserve that. And a big reason is because relationships are actually connected to helping people live longer. So in addition to physical activity and eating healthy, but having a sense of community and, you know, maintaining good relationships really also contribute to your health and longevity. So it's important that, you know, say you are trying to show up, you know, even if, you know, traditional relationships, in terms of, you know, someone like, oh, I'm going on a date, and you don't want to feel exhausted at that date. You might be going straight from work. And so being able to feel confident and bring great energy into the relationships and into the experiences is extremely, extremely helpful.
So what's a big part of that? I mean, it seems to me a big time part of it is actually just making time for the people in your life.
Absolutely. So it's making time, and it's being aware of how you feel at different times of the day. And so you might think, you know what, I'm going to have a late meeting, so let me make sure that I call, you know, my mother or my significant other at a specific time in the day where I'm going to be upbeat, where I'm going to be able to give them the attention and listen, as well as engage in, you know, very precious time. And, you know, you really want to take advantage of feeling good about yourself. And so while you're trying to manage everything, you know, again, creating that confidence within yourself, whether it's, you know, some people might have things, or whether it's having a, you know, your go-to Bali bead necklace or your go-to outfit, you know, where you feel good, it's going to shine through. Like some people, there's, I forgot the saying, but, you know, you people can tell if you're smiling, you know, say you're on a phone call, people can tell if you're smiling. And that's kind of interesting, you know, when you think about it, and it just is, kind of shows how important it is to really preserve your energy and make sure that you're, you know, you're making sure that the people you love get that good energy.
Okay. Now, another thing about stress or dealing, coping with stress is having routines. Can you talk about that?
Oh, man. So, yes. What's interesting is having a routine can help or hurt you. And so the topic of the, you know, today, I guess, we're talking, you know, they're talking on beauty routines and toxins. And so having a routine can actually, you know, hurt you if it's not managed correctly. And so I recommend when you're creating a routine is to first start off the day with giving yourself three deep breaths, where you inhale 4 seconds, hold it 4 seconds, and then exhale 4 seconds. Or just taking a deep breath. Don't make
it
complicated.
I don't know if I understood that. Is it for a second or for 4 seconds?
For 4 seconds. I apologize.
Okay. Four seconds. All right.
Yeah. And so the purpose of three breaths is because it takes away the intimidation of, you know, oh my gosh, I need to meditate in the morning. I need to find out how to meditate. Am I doing it right? And it's just like, you know what, throw that out the window, because it's like in the morning, time is very, very precious. And so start off with just three breaths. And you can work your way up. You know, some people do 10 minutes, some people do 20 minutes of meditation. But if you just start off with taking three deep breaths, it'll set your day off right with you, you know, kind of leading, you know, where you're going to be going throughout the day, where your attention is going to be, mm-hmm. as opposed to just going. And that is very, very helpful.
So that's one routine. What's is there another routine that you can think of that might be helpful in reducing stress?
Absolutely. So I actually have almost a uniform of, like, four pieces that I know, no matter what, whether I had, you know, whether I'm really, really tired or whether I had a, you know, pizza and wings or something the night before or something that, you know, causes bloat, I will feel confident in about it. I will look good in it. And I don't have to worry about things like, okay, I know that I have, you know, say I didn't get much sleep and I have to, you know, put specific makeup on. And so having a go-to wardrobe where you have, like, you know, or you just three or four pieces really helps to cut down on the stress of getting ready in the morning. So I use the Bali bead statement necklace in either a deep sea blue, red, or the yellow. Those are my favorite. And also the black. And so the reason I added in black is because that can add to, like, a really formal and uniform transitional color. But it helps you in the morning. But in addition to that, the Bali bead necklace allows me to not have to worry about what I have to do in the evening. Because sometimes we'll literally have to do an outfit change for the morning for, you know, work. And then, oh, I have to go back home and change again for going out with friends. And so what the Bali bead does, it allows you to feel fun. It allows you to feel confident. It allows you to feel, you know, competent, right? So say you're giving a presentation and you need to make sure that people that you're holding their attention, they're like, okay, we know this person knows what they're doing because you feel that you do. And so I found that the Bali bead allows me to feel good in all of those situations. And it cuts down on so much stress and time. So sometimes, you know I found I will literally skip an event because of just being exhausted of trying to figure out what to wear and not feeling like, oh, I'm not going to look good in this, or this doesn't look good today. And it's like, what's awesome about the Bali bead is it looks good every day, and you'll look good every day. Or, you know.
So you touched on something there, I think, the decision overload thing.
Yes. Decision overload, especially in the morning, is very, very challenging. for that, what I do is I try to make a list the night before of a to-do list, and I try to keep it short. So I try to keep the to-do list less than 5 items. And if you have more than 5 items, that's fine, but just have one list, 5 items, and then you can put the rest on the other on another page. But just by having, you know, by not even having a busy piece of paper to look at, you're kind of reducing your stress. Like, imagine if you're looking at a to-do list that has, you know, it's the page is absolutely filled up. And you're like, oh, man, I organized, but I'm freaking out.
Okay, all right, we're going to go to commercial. We're back in a bit. We're going to talk about toxins.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Give such delight. We all leave before.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And our special guest today is Lillian Daniels. And we're talking about reducing stress and looking great naturally. So toxins, that's a big topic. I guess we can take a hack at it. We'll just kind of chat back and forth about that. But what about toxins, especially in jewelry, makeup, and clothing?
Oh, man. So what is really scary about toxins in jewelry, makeup, and clothing are that these are items that we're using every day, over and over again, especially with makeup. And then when it comes to clothing, you know, and you may know that I'm sure you know more about this than I do, but the spray of chemicals, depending on where the clothes are from, can actually affect you. And you're putting this on every single day. So what's scary about it is the repeated use of something harmful on your body. And so it's so, so helpful to, find ways to avoid this. Whether it's, for example, I'll shop at a consignment shop. And then on top of that, I use the Bali bead, the original in the statement, because it doesn't have any metal in it. And it has, it's made from natural materials. And so all of those things help me to kind of avoid, having, severe allergies or, getting chemicals on my body that I might not even know the effects of until it's too late.
Now, so the toxins that you're avoiding, say, in jewelry, you'd be avoiding, say, the metal allergies or the chemicals that they put into alloys that they may not even actually mention are in the jewelry. And then with the clothes, there's a lot of chemicals just literally embedded in the fibers. And when you mention consignment, that means really used clothes. So these clothes have been washed several times.
Yep.
And so the first owner got the brunt of the chemicals.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's really dangerous even to, wear clothes before you wash them. But unfortunately, there's so many clothes that look best the first time before they're ever washed. And so that it really creates an issue. So it's almost like you want to, like you say, stick with the consignment type clothing that's been through the wash a few times and still looks good.
Definitely, definitely. And it's helpful. And
what about makeup toxins, like a toxins in makeup?
That's what's really scary, because you're literally putting it directly on your face. And what I really, my solution for that is directly to drink more water. And, it not only helps in, your skin and helping to reduce your need for makeup, but it really helps with the parts of our body that we can't see, like our organs and our body, how our body functions. And that's extremely, extremely important. And it's really, you're getting a head start, because frequently we can overlook the things that we can't see. And so say something's going on in our body in terms of the blood circulation and other things that our body needs water for. And so I really recommend, or I do it myself, is drinking a lot of water and finding tricks to drinking a lot of water just for makeup.
So the key is to use less makeup, and a lot of times you can do that with jewelry that's more brightly colored.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We're going to the commercial now. We'll be back in a few minutes. What's up?
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.